No, Taylor.
Yeah.
Are you gonna share?
You just gonna start the meeting like that?
Hi everyone, this is Tamla Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, you know we are right here, front and center, right?
Yes.
Hi everyone, this is Tamla with Tamla Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, where we come every week to share about treats, business, and life.
Yes.
And guess what? If it's Tuesday, we are right here dropping these gems. Okay. I am Tamla, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where I specialize in salty, sweet treats. Salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, go to @Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. Over to co-host Taylor.
Hello, I am Taylor, owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located right here in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom sweet treats for your special occasions. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats.
Excellent. So thank you for that, Taylor. This is a truth moment for all of you out there. We're looking for guests for our show. You know, we come every Tuesday. We like to share what we know. We like to share our demos of the treats that we made. We like to share about our life. And we really give a lot of business advice to a home baker, a home treat maker, or an established business. But guess what? Well, sometimes we get sick of hearing their voices, okay? So if you know somebody out there that would be a perfect guest on our show, and you don't have to be perfect, I'm just saying a good fit, for our concept of treats, business, and life, send them our way. Just, you know, send us their handle, if it's on IG or whatever, if you have an email address, and we'll do the rest. That's all you have to do. I will give them a heads up. Okay, that we're going
probably
to
contact. Should give them a heads up. Hey, I gave your information to somebody. Don't be like, you know, the mom who knows that their kid's not working next week and they know that they have a skill set and they just tell everybody that they're not working next week. No, never happened to you? Cool. All right. Have a good day.
Want to talk about it, Taylor? Okay.
I don't talk about it at all.
Nothing to say.
Okay. Yes, give them a heads up and let them know that you are sharing their information, and we would love for them to be a guest on 5T Podcast.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be anything. If they're treat makers or supplying treat makers, okay, if they have had a business in the past, maybe they are doing vending machines or something like that now. Or maybe they are working with someone that is a baker, that's a treat maker or something like that. So just kind of think outside the box, not so literal, but we're looking for guests to fill up the rest of our year. And we have a few people in the queue, so to speak, but you know, we want to make sure that we are giving you, our audience, the best that we got. Okay.
Yes.
So we got 5 weeks, like 5T, right? We got 5 weeks in August. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we have to come clean on a couple of things. One, the challenge, okay? Two, the webinar. You want to talk?
I think you threw me under the bus, but I'll go right ahead. So the thing about the challenge and the webinar is that we didn't do it for this month, and we completely apologize. We will have the challenge again in the future, but we just wanted to let you guys know that it's not like we didn't forget about these things. You know, we talk about treats, business, and life has been happening for both me
life
and
has been life
outside of our podcast. We're happy for the people that came on and the guests that we had, especially Miss Brooklyn from last week. But we are also have families. We also have children, other jobs. We do different companies. Fire Tea Podcast is a company in itself. And so we're working on some of the things that we have been talking to you about throughout the year, especially with getting ready for the end of the year sales. And so that's just pretty much it. We apologize for not doing the webinar for this month, but we want to get everything together and we want to give you guys the information in the best way possible. And so we decided to not continue with the plan.
Yeah, and that's just all about business. Some things work and some things do not. And we want to listen to our customers. We want to listen to our clients and the people, our audience that, you know, gives back to us. We just don't want this to be a one-way street. You know, we want to hear feedback from you. We heard some things about, you know, how our entry is or our introduction. And we kind of changed that up, okay? So so we're listening. We're trying to do shorter videos and things like that. We do the shorts on YouTube, so that works too. Just give you a little snippet so you can say, oh, I think I want to learn, you know, something else about that or look at that video. So I know a lot of you just put us on and listen. You're doing other things, and that's fine too. We just want you to listen, get these gems that and these business tips that we're dropping, and, you know, make a better you if you want to be a better person or a better baker or a better treat maker, a better chocolatier, a better business person, a better person, because, you know, we share about life too. So,
and it's also some things that we just don't know. We were talking about that earlier before we started the podcast, about the things that we just didn't know when we started. We just didn't know about different ways to record or even about different platforms. And we're still learning different things. Like right now today, we have been trying to do this for a while, just this one episode. And we have had many episode challenges in the past, but it's just some things you don't know. It's just some things that you're going to have to seek knowledge from other people. And so that's kind of where we're at. We're learning, we're growing. We appreciate your feedback. But if it doesn't go with what we are doing as a unit, it will be put into a box until we can figure out how that goes with 5T. But we appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate the people who leave comments and likes and shares and all of those things. So that's absolutely kind of what we're talking about today.
Absolutely. And I just thought about something I have been working on, Taylor, and I am trying to do stand-up pouches for my Torlitas, okay? Oh, cool. And I learned on Canva that you can do that. They already have templates available, and all you have to do is, I know. So on Canva, I know. I went and I think I put in, what did I put in? Labels or something like that. Mm-hmm. And one of those templates came up, and it came up with a whole bunch of different templates of how to do those packages. You know, people are doing coffee these days. People are doing those stand-up pouches. And can I share what I've done? Kind of like just
go ahead. I'm just like, Canva never ceases to amaze me in the fact that I can use it in like every area, from like regular general house stuff, like making labels, like homeschooling, my business, like everything. I think it's really cool.
It is cool. I want to share, but I do want to hear about how's it going with homeschooling. I know school is starting back up for a lot of parents. So would you mind sharing about that?
School is starting up for a lot of parents, just not me. No, I'm just playing. homeschooling.
Not me.
Homeschooling.
Y'all
this
can,
year.
But not me.
Homeschooling this year is going to be a little bit different. Normally, we don't take like the whole summer off, But this year, my one son finished later than everybody else. And so it was kind of like a challenge to get him to complete all of his assignments and things. And so it went in a little bit later into the summer. But I was so busy with doing like pop-ups and different things like that, that we didn't continue our, like we always, I create an environment for learning. So they always are reading. It's times when I'll be like, we ain't watching TV this week. You know, like you ain't playing on no tablets and stuff like that. But when I went last week, I do assessments for them to see where they are based on the curriculum that we use. And so when I did the assessments, it said that they needed to repeat some concepts from third grade. And so I decided that this year, for a couple of, probably like a month or a month and a half, we're going to take that time to focus on old concepts and just mastering them before we move into new material. And I know the way that I learn and the way that my children learn are different. And so sometimes we kind of like clash about certain subjects. And so I'm also trying to just figure out what's still best for them. Even as they get older, they are shifting in how they are learning different things. So homeschool is going. I'm doing planning still. And that's just where it's at. We're going to focus on some of the old things and relearn them and learn more about them, mastering them, especially in math and reading. And then we're going to keep going from there.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a well thought out plan and a lot.
It is a lot.
A lot in the fact of you having to make sure everything is particular to each child, okay? And also then you have to read up on it and then be able to, you know, share and teach your children. So, you know, aside from just being, you know, a business owner, a mom, and now a teacher, that's a lot.
That is a lot. That is a lot. I feel like what's the best way for me to accomplish these things is to, one, just keep going and don't give up. And two, if it does get too overwhelming, is just to take small breaks. And we don't normally homeschool on Fridays. And so we don't homeschool on Fridays, and I don't work at the bakery, or I call it a bakery, that I have on Monday and Tuesday. And so that kind of works out for us. We normally do four days of schooling, but schooling for us is not gonna look like what it looks like for normal children. So it's only like, they only need like 2 to 4 hours a day of certain things. We're not gonna be sitting there for 8 hours just drilling them. I don't do that. I don't learn like that. It could be we read a book together, like a chapter book, and they may have a movie on it. And so we could read the book. We did that last time. And we even did it during the summer. We all read a book together. And then at the end of it, I let them watch the movie and they might write out a book report. So it's just like, those things make it like not as complicated, but it's also having African-American children, finding things for them that'll hold their attention, but also give them representation is a little hard. And so I've joined different groups to help with those kind of things.
Certainly, you are enriching your children's knowledge, and you're enriching yourself, even though it is extra work, but it's something that's coming from you, as from your heart, and to enrich your children. So kudos to you. I think I've said it before, but definitely you should be commended for what you're doing, because not everybody can do that. Do all the things and still show up every Tuesday. So you are commended for what you do, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's It's a day-by-day journey. And we'll talk more about like personal development and things like that as we go throughout like towards the end of the year, because I showed Tamla like what I do in the morning, and I been trying to do it like consistently just to like make myself like a better person. And she was like, you should share that with everybody. So hopefully soon I'll share like with everybody, like my morning routine. I will tell you guys, I did read a book. I read a book, and I will look for the name of the book because I don't actually remember the name. Oh, it's called Miracle Morning. And so what I've been trying to do is just figure out how affluent people live and how like the productivity of people, and just like reading more in general. I've been doing things like that for like a year or more. And so those concepts are really helping me to get as much done in a day as I do. So.
Excellent. I would love to share that with our audience, because you shared it with me and I was impressed, and I definitely need to download that app. What's the app name? Just give them just a little bit. What is the app name?
All right, so I do a couple things in the morning. I do like my Google. I have a Google calendar, and I just set it, and it's like, so it's my alarm, right? And then I have a list of things that I do. So a couple things I'm going to do is definitely like affirmations, prayers. And then I have a journal. Then I do journaling. And it doesn't, you don't have to do it for like such a long time, but just like you continuously doing it. So my journaling helps me with like gratitude, and then prayer also, like meditation, time with God. And then I might do like some exercises, and or I may do like some stretching. And then just take a couple minutes to figure out what I actually want to do for like that day. Just like time to like clear your mind and actually like stop and think. I feel like a lot of times we get up running, especially if we do have a cell phone. It just makes it even more convenient to be distracted and not take time for yourself. So yeah, I have like, I want to say like 3 or 4 different books that I read with just, and I took like different concepts for each. And some of them I didn't finish the whole book because I know for me, I need to start to act on more of the things that I do know instead of just getting more and more and more information about things. So some of them, I still have some chapters to read, but until I master, you know, 1 or 2 of the concepts, I'm not going to continue to go on with it. So that's just what's helpful for me in life.
Okay, nice, nice. I can't wait to for you to share that with us, and I'm all here for it. Be sure to like, follow, and share. And don't forget to comment. We'd love to hear your comments. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.